Les yeux, l'amour de Dieu est comme ça. expérimenter, tu chanteras la de fraîcheur, tu voudras le transmettre.
Amen.
L'amour de Dieu est comme cela, une fois expérimenté, tu chanteras la de fraîcheur, tu voudras le
would you place your hand? Not my will, but I'll be done. Though I don't understand, this sleepless I've been.
Shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Corey, 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 Corey. Oh, hallelujah to his name. Yesterday, today, forever. Jesus is the same. Let's sing. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall rise, and our Lord will be waiting in the skies, and we who remain shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye.
Amen.
That's where we belong. Hallelujah.
In your presence, that's where I am. In your presence, oh Lord my God. In your presence, that's where I am. Oh, sick in your
touching your grace
in the cleft of the rock,
in the cleft of that rock,
in your presence, O Lord.
I want to go. Hallelujah.
I want to go where the rivers cannot overflow me, where my oh,
love to be in His presence.
Amen.
That's where you belong.
Amen.
That's where you really find yourself. Sometimes when we're out there, we're not ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But when we come here, like Sister Nachiza was saying, when you're among the family of God, you really find yourself. Since where would we be without the Lord? Where would we be without one another?
That's right.
We should really appreciate the grace of God. Let's sing that song. Where would I be if Jesus hadn't loved me?
Amen.
I don't know why Jesus loves me. Oh, I don't know why.
Safe journey to and from Cork.
Hallelujah.
But also when she was away in Africa, she missed 4 weeks in college, and then she found out there was an exam due last week. I was so stressed and I thought I'd fail, but by the grace of God I picked one past exam paper and I was practicing it.
Hallelujah.
Not knowing when I came to the exam, I find that's exactly the past paper I was studying.
Amen.
And I believe that I passed.
Amen.
All the praise be to
God. Amen.
Let's just pray. Father, we thank you once again. Father, we thank you for grace. We thank you, Lord, that you send that you're an ever-present help in a time of trouble. Father, thank you that you meet us in the point of need.
Amen.
Father, would you pray for Sister Lydia's dad? We pray your traveling mercies upon him.
Amen.
We pray that your blessing will be among us once again.
Amen.
Father, I pray your hand upon him. I pray your grace in his arrangements. I pray you bring him safely, Lord. I pray that you'll work inside of his life. Bless him, we ask. And Father, we commit this service now to you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Century, I want to greet Brother Tom once again. God bless you.
Amen.
Brother Sammy, God bless you. Brother, nice to see you once again. Just one announcement. I think I might have used wrong dates last weekend. Speaking about the outreach for Carlo. I thought it was next weekend, but it was my mistake. It's the weekend after, which is, I think it's the 10th and 11th or something like that. So, consecration day will not be this week Friday, it will be the following Friday, the day before we go out to Carlo. So really asking the saints to keep that in prayer. So this week Friday is just a normal prayer meeting. But the following weekend is when we'll have that option. So may the Lord bless you. We hand over to Brother Tom.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless each and every one. It's good to be here, and I want to thank the pastor for his invitation. You know, the years go, the times go, and me and my wife will be married 21 years on Thursday.
Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, I guess it's must be 14, 15 years you're here, Audrey, is it? 17.
Amen.
Praise God, 17 years. I tell you, brother, the time just goes. You know, when I first met my wife, and her father's a pastor in Pickering, and he's maybe said, praise God. You know, everybody thought with what had happened, God sent such a message, such a messenger, that, you know, we wouldn't see another year. Mm. Everything would just go into eternity, and we'd go to be with the Lord. And I remember my father and us, we talked about, you know, how long did we think till the Lord would actually come. And I think I shocked him, because I said, well, I think my girl will be left school. That was Hannah. But Hannah's now coming 20. She's left school and working. And you know, sometimes with the Lord, what, even when you're praying about things, you think it's just going to happen. And Brother Branham took the message called the trial, and he showed that when hands is laid upon you, many times people think, well, nothing's happened. But yet the Lord still honors his word.
Yes. Amen.
Because he doesn't say when, yes, but he shall.
Yes.
And even when he talked to Abraham, you know, years passed, but Abraham did have, Sarah did have Isaac.
Amen.
By Abraham. And God did what he said.
Yes.
And we know that God will still do what he said today.
Amen.
And you know, I've been thinking recently, I preached about it just a couple of Wednesdays past. We don't have many on Wednesday nights back at home, maybe 15 people, but we've been having wonderful services. And some Wednesday nights we haven't been able to leave. The presence of the Lord just came. And you know, a few Wednesday nights it just came to me, and I was preaching where it will no longer be prolonged. But God will do it.
Amen.
And then the Bible says that it shall overtake thee. That means that it will pass you. It will come. When you least expect it, God's blessing will come.
Amen.
It will overtake you. And you know, when you're praying, you can pray about something, and maybe then one day you think nothing's happening, and then God just does it.
Amen.
And I do believe that there's so many things what's been said for our day that we've still to come into. I believe that. Mm-hmm. One of them is where Brother Branham said that the limbs will be created. That the time will come amongst the bride where they'll speak the word. I don't believe that means preach a sermon. I believe that's what he said. God will inspire you to speak. And he says that you can't say it. You have to be led to say it.
Amen.
And when you're led to say it, it comes to pass. God does it. It'll be no more prolonged. And I believe that that's laying there. And we know the word of God says, if you believe my prophets, so shall you prosper. And something that's been said that's laying there has to happen. And I believe that the spoken word, it is the original seed, but it still is a spoken word. Still is the same as it always was. When God spoke it, it had that creative power within it to happen, to take place. You know what a time, what a time it's going to be, you know, when we have service and God can speak an arm or a leg or a limb onto somebody. And remember, he is a creator.
Yeah.
And God made man, and God can heal man.
Amen. Amen.
And I believe that God wants our faith to come up.
Yeah.
And there's only one way our faith can come up, that's by hearing the word.
Amen.
For faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God.
Amen.
And I thank God for the word of God. And I thank Brother Andrew for the friendship we've had over these years. Times just went. You know, I used to be the boy preacher. I was about the youngest fella about preaching, you know, for a long time. And I'll soon be 50. I'm still young, sister. Don't worry.
Amen.
If I was 70, I'd still say I'm young.
Amen.
You know, Billy Paul says he's still young.
Amen.
He's not an old man yet. Praise God, you know. I've lost her, but it's there somewhere, brother.
Amen.
I haven't lost one of them, really.
That's right.
I don't know where, but I know they're there somewhere.
Amen.
But we're still fighting the devil. And we just thank God. And as you preach over the years, I was invited out with, you know, my younger brothers. I have six brothers, so I have a lot of brothers, but two of them, when their wives invited me and my wife out a couple of weeks ago, they don't come to church, and one of the wives asked if she could ask me about jail. She had been to that jail for I was. And I told her how that the Lord visited me in the jail. And how his presence came, and you know, she actually wept at the dinner table. And I cried myself when I think of it. The things the Lord's done.
Amen.
And before I ever saw anyone from Africa, God told me I would go to Africa and preach in Africa.
Amen.
And God did it. And all the things the Lord said, they've happened.
Amen.
And the Bible says he watches over his word.
Amen.
He keeps an eye on it.
Amen.
He doesn't say you keep an eye on it. He doesn't.
Amen.
And you are called to believe it.
Yes. Amen.
When you believe God's word, God will bring his word to pass.
Amen.
Praise God. I just want to encourage you this morning. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 6.
Hallelujah.
And I might not preach long today, I don't know, but maybe sometimes I really like to pray for people because the devil hates that.
Amen.
Maybe you've come sick or something's wrong and the devil's been giving you a hard time, and I just feel there's a ministry. I really feel, you know, that God wants us to stay at our callings.
Yes.
Amen.
And make your calling election sure.
Yeah.
Amen.
Study to show thyself approved, a minister that rightly divideth the word of God. And I believe as an evangelistic calling, we're called to pray for the sick. And I believe God can still heal.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 6 of Hebrews 5, as he saith also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Let's just bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for all your blessings and for all your mercy you've shown to each and every one of us.
Amen.
Lord, even as her sister testified, none have given up father, mother, or family, but what we receive treasure in heaven.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you that you're a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Amen.
And you've went to prepare a place for us.
Amen.
And you're going to come again and receive us unto thyself.
Amen.
Father, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That the Holy Spirit will move.
Amen.
In a very wonderful
Amen.
Way in this room
Amen.
This morning.
Yes,
Lord, that you'll heal people.
Amen.
That you'll touch lives,
oh,
bodies,
yes, Lord.
Minister
Amen.
To people, I pray, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And Lord, the angel told your prophet that if you can get the people to believe you,
Amen.
Not even cancer
Amen.
Will stand before your prayer.
Amen.
Lord, we know that You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your prophet said that he wasn't St. Paul, but you are still the same Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we're not Brother Branham, but we believe in the God of Elijah.
Amen.
That he's here this morning.
Amen.
And Father, we just ask that the God of Elijah will come on the scene. Touch hearts and lives today, we pray. Strengthen the pastor. Bless him for his labors, oh God.
Amen.
Encourage him today. Bless him. Bless this work, oh God, not to the such as should be saved, we pray. And for these outreach works, what a vision. Oh God, bless this fellowship. And to go forward to these places. May people be reached, Lord. May that last one come in, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we know we can't go until the last one comes.
Amen.
Father, you've given the bride a desire, a vision to go forward, a vision for the lost, because of the vision of the Father.
Amen.
That same love, that same push, that deep calling to the deep.
Amen.
Oh God, help us this day, we pray.
Yes,
cover us with your blood. I take the blessed Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, undertake for me. Bless my dad at home this morning. Anoint him. And bless the people, Lord. Help us now with your word. Open it up, Lord. Oh God, may we see great truth here today.
Amen.
And help somebody, Lord, from the simplicity of your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Praise God. God bless you. May be seated. Praise the Lord. Isn't the Lord good?
Amen. Amen.
I want just to take for a while this morning this phrase from this verse, a priest forever. And I believe this is a wonderful truth this morning, that we have a priest forever.
Amen.
When you study the priesthood under the Levitical order, they died. They did not remain. When you look at any natural priest, they die. They do not remain. But this here is a priest forever.
Amen.
After the order of Melchizedek.
Amen.
Now this morning we'll see just a little bit of this Melchizedek in another sermon, but I believe that this is one of the great mysteries in our day, which God has let us see who Melchizedek really is. And many Christians today, many people that attend churches, that are believers, they have no knowing of who this Melchizedek is. But because we believe, God has sent the spirit of Elijah, according to Malachi 4, 5, and 6, to turn our hearts back to the original apostolic faith. And we know that Revelation 10, 7 says, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, all these mysteries shall be finished, made known, declared. They will be no more prolonged. They shall be shown forth. And this is one of these mysteries, who this Melchizedek is, has been shown forth in our day. This was a secret. This was unknown down through all the different ages. But we are promised, according to the book of Daniel and the book of Revelations, that though Daniel saw it, he had to seal it up. And John saw it, he had to seal it up. It was for a time and times, which is this end time.
Amen.
We know when we look at the world's condition, we're living in the last of the last days. We're living at the end time. And God at this end time has done some wonderful things. Many people will recognize the satellite condition. They know the scriptures that speak about it. They will recognize that there's wars and rumors of wars. They see them things. We can see them as well. But they fail to see the event of a prophet.
Amen.
In the 20th century.
Amen.
They fail to see the repeat messianic ministry the Son of Man being revealed at the end time, just before the destruction, just before the rapture. Mm. Many fail to see it.
Amen. Amen.
We're misunderstood because of it. We're called a cult. We're called Branham followers. We're called many things. But yet, it's part of the Word of God.
Yes,
right. That God said, "Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord come."
Amen.
To turn your heart back to the original apostolic faith, what the first church had.
Amen.
Then we know that the first church started on the revelation of knowing who Jesus Christ was. That's the revelation they started on. And then we know that's the same revelation she ends on, the same one. And the greatest of all revelations is that God never changes.
Yes.
Amen. About His Word, He remains ever the same.
Amen.
And here this Word says, a priest forever. Psalms 110 verse 4 says, "The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek."
Amen.
Now I'll leave the Melchizedek just for a moment. I'm going to get to him in a moment. But in the psalm here is prophesying of Christ in our time. His priesthood is expressly asserted. Thou art a priest. Speaking of Christ, priesthood. In Psalms verse 4, it is the Lord saying of Christ, "Thou art a priest." It is of God's appointing for Christ to be a priest. So this is God's choosing that Christ would be a priest. And not just a priest for a season, but a priest forever.
Amen.
He still is a priest today. Not just a priest when he was here. Not just a priest when he was on earth. But he still is a priest today. That means because he's still a priest, we can approach him.
Amen.
We can come to him.
Amen.
We can come to the Holy God. We can approach into the sanctuary. Into the holiest of holies. Into the Shekinah glory. Because of this priest that ever liveth to make intercession for us this morning.
Amen.
He's a priest that lives forever. An unending priesthood. A priesthood that never changes. A priesthood that continueth. And the phrase "forever" plainly shows Christ's everlasting priesthood. It is evident by this testimony that Christ is an everlasting priest. He ever remaineth. He exercises this function himself.
Mm.
Praise God.
Amen.
In Hebrews 7, verse 17, look what it says. In verse 17 of Hebrews 7, "For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek."
Mm.
Verse 21, "For those priests were made without an oath." Speaking of the old priesthood. "But this with an oath, by him that said unto him, The Lord sware and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." When you study the priesthood, all the priests that went before only were for a season.
Mm-hmm.
And they were not a priest by an oath.
Mm-hmm.
But this priest is a priest by an oath. He could swear by no greater, so he swore by himself.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
"That by two immutable things at which it's impossible for God to lie." In other words, this priest binds himself to the Word.
Amen.
He's bound to the Word.
Amen.
In other words, what he says cannot fail.
Yes.
What he says can't fall. It can't go amiss. It has to come to pass.
Amen.
It has to be done because he's bound to it. So he says, "Lay hands upon the sick, they shall recover." He's bound to it.
That's right.
When he says, "Call the elders of the church, anoint with oil," he's bound to it.
Yes.
It's not a case that will it happen or won't it happen. It cannot fail. It's impossible for it to fail because he's bound to it by an oath.
Amen.
This is a superior priesthood.
Amen.
Verse 24 said, "But this man, because he continueth ever, have an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he's able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make an intercession for them." Verse 25, "Wherefore he's able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, Amen. Made higher Amen. Than the heavens. This priest can save.
Amen. Amen.
No other priest could save. The priest could point you to salvation.
Amen. Amen.
But he could not save.
Yeah.
He was limited in his office yes. and what he could do. But this man had no limitations.
Amen.
This man's office is without limitation.
Amen.
Not only is your priest, but he can save you. He can do for you what no other can do for you. He's without limitation. He's without eyesight. He's without descent. He's without mother. He's without father. He ever liveth.
Amen.
Verse 27 says, who needeth not daily for those high priests to offer sacrifices, first for his own sin, and then for the sins of the people. This he did once when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests, which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore.
Amen.
So this man, you see, can save, and he's the only one can save. Now, there's two parts to this priesthood of Christ I want to look at this morning. One was an offer of the sacrifice, and he gave himself to offer to make intercession. This doth he continue forever,
Amen.
And for this end remaineth a priest. Amen. So he offered himself as a sacrifice,
Amen.
And this sacrifice was yes. only needed to be offered up once for all.
Yes.
It pleased God. It appeased God.
Yes.
The other priests offer continually.
Yes. Yeah.
They offer continually. And they re-offer, and they re-offer. And even the priest today in the Catholic Church, he does what's called the act of transubstantiation.
Mm.
And he claims that he's re-offering the wafer.
Mm.
That he turns it, he claims he's a power invested in him to turn the wafer into the electrical, physical body of Jesus Christ, and he re-offers it.
Mm.
But that's contrary to the Word of God.
Yes.
Because this priest was offered up once for all, and he continueth forever.
Amen.
Never has to be offered again.
Amen.
Every other sacrifice died, went into the ground. There was no life to come back. But this is a living sacrifice. It's a living sacrifice. That's why you can have the life of the blood in you.
Amen.
And the life of the blood, it's not just a chemistry. It's more than a chemistry. It's a very life essence of the blood. And the life of the blood is the Holy Spirit that quickens you. And Romans says that the same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you.
Amen.
Quicken, make alive
Amen.
Your mortal body. That's what it means, quicken, make you alive. You
Amen.
Were dead in sin, dead in trespasses, far from God, but this makes you alive.
Amen.
It births you, it quickens you. You're born from the inside to the outside. You can be washed and clean physically and still be dead.
Amen.
But when you're born again of this incorruptible seed, which liveth and abideth forever, born again from the inside, quickened by the Spirit of God, the life that was in the blood now comes
Amen.
Back to the believer.
Amen.
These other priests couldn't do this, but because this priest ever liveth,
Amen.
He continueth forever,
Amen.
This power is available.
Amen.
It's available yesterday.
Amen.
It's available
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
It's available tomorrow.
Amen.
Because he's Hebrews 13, verse 8.
Amen.
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 Praise God. It is necessary that the church ever have a priest. And that such a priest as Christ is, meaning he offered up himself once for all, verse 27 says, never be offered again.
Amen.
So when a priest says he's re-offering, that's priestcraft, which is witchcraft, which is anti-word, which is anti-Christ.
Amen.
Because you cannot re-offer again.
Amen.
Once and for all, he pleased God.
Amen.
Once
Amen.
And for all, he satisfied God. And it never can be offered again. You
Amen.
Need no other priest, only this priest.
Amen.
And every true preacher, every true prophet, and every true member of the fivefold ministry will point you to this priest.
Amen.
Because there's one mediator between God and man, the
Amen.
Man Christ Jesus.
Amen.
This is the only Savior. This is the only healer.
Amen.
again. If Christ should cease to be our priest, who should succeed him? No mere creature can go forward with that work which he has begun. The everlastingness of Christ's priesthood, discover the vanity and folly of the papists about their priests. It uncovers the foolishness of it. And uncover the weakness of it. Because they cannot continue forever. Amen. They cannot offer anything to match this. Because this which has been offered is everlasting. It continues forever.
Amen.
This satisfied God. And if it satisfies God, it satisfies God's people.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Whom they count true, real, sacrificing priests would need to offer priests. Christ being a priest forever.
Amen.
Either Christ's execution of his priesthood is insufficient, which if you believe that, that's blasphemy.
Amen.
Or the priests are altogether in vain. Now we know a pastor is a type of a priest. We know that.
Amen.
A pastor takes the office as a priest.
Amen.
Well, he ministers to the people. He ministers before the Lord.
Amen.
But that true priest today, pastor today, points you to Christ.
Amen.
Points you to the true priest.
Amen.
He won't point you to himself.
Amen.
That's a true pastor, a true priest.
Amen.
We believe in that type of a priest.
Amen.
We believe that. Which is scripturally. But he'll point you to this supreme priest. Praise God.
Amen.
This continues of Christ's priesthood has been the ground of the church's address to the throne of grace ever since the ascension of Christ into heaven.
Mm.
And so will be as long as the world continue. Forever will this our priest be us, for us and things pertaining to God.
Amen.
So long as he continueth our king to govern us, so long as he will continue our priest to intercede for us, we may with as much confidence still apply the sacrifice of Christ. We can apply it today with confidence.
Amen.
Still.
Amen.
Because his blood still speaks.
Amen.
Amen.
The blood still speaks.
Amen.
You see, the priest is gone. They're dead. They're in the grave. The voice is silent.
Amen.
The voice is silent. But the blood of this priest still speaks.
Amen.
And the blood of this priest speaks higher and louder than any other. It still speaks. Hebrews 12:24 says, unto Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, unto the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better things than that of Abel.
Amen.
Abel's blood, we know, when Abel's half-brother slew him, Cain slew Abel. And God comes on the scene in the evening, in the cool of the day. God always comes on the scene in the evening time, doesn't it? It's a type of the Bible. He came there in the evening. He came to Adam in the evening. He came to Abraham's tent during the evening. It's a type. It's a wee thing in the Bible you can follow. And you can see that every time he comes, it's evening time.
Amen.
Let me know that it says, it shall be light at the evening time.
Amen.
Because he'd appear again at the evening time.
Praise
God. But you see, Cain rose up against Abel. The Bible says Abel offered well.
Amen.
But Cain offered well, but Abel offered a more excellent
Amen.
Sacrifice. So Cain's must have been excellent.
Amen.
But Abel's was more excellent.
Amen.
Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice, and he found favor with God. He offered blood.
Amen.
Because there had to be blood given, life for life.
Amen.
And Cain was wrought. And Cain rose up against Abel, and Cain slew Abel. But Abel's blood cried to God.
Amen.
Abel's blood and the voice, though Abel was dead, though Abel's blood was spilled into the ground, as it were, shed into the ground, his voice cried out to God, and God heard the voice of Abel's blood, and God answered to the blood.
Amen.
Now God can answer to Abel's blood, how much more speaketh the blood of Jesus?
Amen.
How much more will he answer to that?
Amen.
Amen.
Catch this morning. Then if that blood's upon you, and the life of that blood's upon you,
Amen.
That's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God will answer to that which is in you.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Will answer to that which is upon you.
Amen.
And you can be healed, and you can be delivered.
Amen.
Because that's your representation.
representative right here, right now.
Amen.
This is speaking for you, and it's speaking in your behalf.
Amen.
For the message called the token, paragraph 133. Now the sign of further fear is gone. Paul tells us the blood speaks better things. You said the blood speaks. Yes, the blood speaks.
Amen.
When he quotes Genesis 4:10, we find out that God said, Cain's, Abel's blood spoke from the earth. We find out in Hebrews 12, the blood of the covenant of Christ speaks better things than that of Abel. See, we find out the blood does speak. It speaks in your behalf. The life that's in you speaks from the shed blood.
Amen.
The life that's in you speaks from the shed blood. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, brother, I wish everybody could see that seed. If you can see what it is, it's the life that's in you, see. That blood is identifying with you. It's the token. What is it? The blood was shed for you. You've accepted it. And the life has become into you. You have the token. That's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is a token.
Amen.
It's not just the chemistry. It's more than a chemistry. It's the very life of the blood that's in you. And the very life of the blood that's in you is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You're sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody asked Brother Branham, how can I be in the bride? And he quotes 1 Corinthians. For by one Spirit are you baptized into one body.
Amen.
If you're not baptized in, you'll never be in it.
Yes.
You don't join in. You're born in.
Amen.
You're born in by the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's a real experience.
Amen.
Now you have something in you that represents you.
Amen.
So when you hear the word, there's something within you now that identifies to the word that you are a child of God. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God.
Amen.
And therefore, as sons, we cry, Abba, Father. It's the Holy Spirit in us. We receive the Spirit of adoption, which is the Holy Spirit. And it's Christ within us. It represents us in Him. And it's in you today. Therefore, God can do it for you because He's ever living. He's unchanged. His power is unchanged. His presence is unchanged. His word's unchanged. His message is unchanged. He remaineth the same. And because He's the same, He can do the same things. Then God's messenger comes on the scene and says, you'll speak the word.
Amen.
He says you can't do it till He moves you to do it.
Amen.
But He says when He moves you to speak and you speak, it'll happen.
Amen.
And Paul the Apostle said, speak those things that are not.
Yeah.
As though they were. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Now just let me take this Melchizedek just for a moment and read you this. Well, who is this Melchizedek? 1965, paragraph 68. Now the difference between him and you as a son, see. He was at the beginning the word in a mortal body. He came in and lived in that in the person of Melchizedek. Then later we never heard no more of Melchizedek because he became Jesus Christ. Melchizedek was the priest.
Amen.
But he became Jesus Christ now. You bypassed that. Because in that form, He knew all things, and you have never been able to know that yet.
Mm.
Yet.
Amen.
But there's coming a time.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen. Amen.
That which you bypassed to get here,
Amen.
You'll pick up, or it'll pick you up.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
What you bypassed. But He had that, because He was the Word.
Amen.
Then it's that very Melchizedek that is Christ. That everlasting priesthood. Listen. Listen to this. Now, you come like Adam, like me. You became from the attribute of the flesh to be tempted. But when this life is finished here, if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one wedding. That's where we go. That is the Word. Then we can look back and see what we've done. No, we don't understand it. We have never become to the Word. We've just become the flesh man, not the word. But look clearly, make it clear. You will never be the word unless you was a thought at the beginning.
Amen.
Amen.
You can never be the word unless you was
a
thought at the beginning.
Amen.
Then you know if you were a thought at the beginning, the word's in you.
Amen.
You are part of the word.
Amen.
Because the word's in you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
That proves the predestination of God. See, you can't be the word unless you're a thought. You had to be in the thinking first. But you see, in order to stand temptation, you had to bypass the theophany.
Amen.
You had to come down here in flesh to be tempted by sin. Then you stand. All the Father hath given me shall come to me. And I'll raise him up the last day. See, he had to be first. And we know that Melchizedek comes and stands at Abraham's tent door.
Amen. Yeah.
And communes with him.
Amen.
And we know that it's Jesus in theophanic form.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the one that came in Christ. It's not Christ in him, it's him that came in Christ.
Yeah.
Because it's always God.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's God condescending. It's God coming down.
Amen.
He left the glorious splendor of heaven above. He came down for this sin cursed earth. God himself
Amen.
Took upon a body
Amen.
So that he could live and reign in this earth and be tempted and tried and be your priest forever.
Amen.
No beginning, no ending.
Amen.
You know, a fella asked me recently, he preaches, he's a friend of mine. Who did I think this was? I said, it's definitely the Lord.
Amen.
And he said, I don't think so. And I said, well, show me his father and mother then. He says, I can't. I said, well, it sounds like to me, like somebody in Revelations.
Mm.
The beginning and the ending.
Amen.
The first and the last.
Amen.
And this Melchizedek's no father, no mother,
Amen.
No ascent, no descent, without beginning, without ending.
Amen.
Amen.
Sounds like the same one in Revelation. But now, here's the difference. Because we believe. We're believers, aren't we?
Amen.
We believe
Amen.
That God sent the spirit of Elijah
Amen.
And the mystery Amen. Should be finished, and we know
Amen.
That that prophet said it is Christ.
Amen. Amen.
He said it.
Amen.
And he said that's one of them mysteries that's been made known under them seven seals.
Amen.
That who Melchizedek is.
Amen.
We believe that this morning.
Amen.
Now I just want you to take a phrase from this. The word order here means I'm looking at the after the order of Melchizedek. And I want to just take this phrase, this order. An order appointed or set in order. It is applied to the setting of a commander and officers of war in their places. So this order is the commanders come down. The chief has come on the scene. The chief commanders come. He's going to set in order. He's going to set in place everything. Here is our
Amen.
Commander.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Luke 7 verse 8 says, for I am a man also set under authority. Luke 7 verse 8, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he go, and to another, come, and he cometh. And my servant do this, and he doeth it. And I'm showing you to see this order, this commander.
Amen.
And the gods ordaining unto eternal life. God ordained you to eternal life.
Amen.
Really, you were a thought in him from the beginning.
Amen.
He thought of you. There was an attribute in God
Amen.
For you.
Amen.
God thought of you. And because you were that thought, then you became word.
Amen.
Are you
Amen.
Human?
Amen.
You became word.
Amen.
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 Amen. For the thought becomes a word expressed, becomes word. He's
Amen.
No longer just a thought.
Amen.
One day he speaks it.
Amen.
And it's there.
Yeah.
So you're part of that word.
Amen.
Now if you're part of that word, that spoken word is the original seed. Then there is automatically something within you that's powerful right now.
Amen.
You don't have to search for it.
Amen.
You don't have to look for it. Greater is he that's in you
Amen.
Than he that's in the world.
Amen.
It's in you.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit in you.
Amen.
You're birthed by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Born again.
Amen.
Of a seen, which liveth and abideth forever.
Amen.
So there's something within you, but you can't just flippantly do it. You have to wait till you're moved.
Amen.
And Jesus aren't humble. He said, I only do what the Father shows me.
Amen.
Then the Father moved him and he spoke.
Amen.
And Brother Brown says, God can move any son or daughter to God to speak.
Amen.
But all heaven backs it. Praise God. You see, our
Amen.
Attitude must be right.
Amen.
The right mental attitude toward any divine promise of God
Amen.
Will bring it to pass.
Amen.
What's your attitude?
Amen. Amen.
There's power in the tongue.
Amen.
Power of death. Power of life. I read of an old missionary. You know those old boys and they tell different testimonies and stories. He told of this miner. I can't remember his name. But he used to say, God curse these eyes. He said it all the time. God curse these eyes. And he worked in a mine. He's always swearing, God curse these eyes. And one day, you know, they used the stuff to blow up the rocks and things. One day it backfired and blew up in his face and his eyes were blown out.
Mm.
He had fulfilled what he spoke.
That's right.
Amen.
We need to speak right.
Amen.
We need to say the right thing.
Amen. Amen.
When we pray for, we need to speak according to the word.
Amen.
There's a way to speak. There's a way to act. You see, we have a responsibility given. Jesus had a responsibility. He took full and total responsibility back of the devil at Calvary.
Amen.
And he is a responsible God.
Mm.
And God being a responsible God expects us to be a responsible people.
Yeah.
And we have a responsibility to this word.
Amen.
Well, how we're going to act with it.
Mm.
What we're going to do with it.
Amen.
And God wants us to be responsible people.
Yeah.
Not irresponsible, but responsible.
Amen.
Just like we family, we respond for that family.
Amen.
To bring them up, to do certain things. That's our responsibility. And so have we responsibility in accordance to this word.
Amen.
What we're going to do and what we're going to say.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
In Acts 12:24 says, the word of God grew and multiplied. 1 Corinthians 14:40, let all things be done decently and in order. Hebrews 7:11, if therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, from the people received the law. And you know that Brother Branham said, Moses should never have asked for law, but grace.
Mm. Amen.
But God gave them law.
Amen.
But they should have asked for grace.
Amen.
Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
What further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be after the order of Aaron? And you know, Jesus' priesthood wasn't recognized.
Amen.
You know that?
Amen.
Because he did not come with a Roman priesthood.
Amen.
They never spoke of his tribe.
Amen.
Like they spoke of the other tribes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hereby we are given to understand that the priesthood here mentioned and the priesthood of Aaron are two distinct kinds. The apostle here doth bring in this priesthood as distinct from Aaron, because there were many things in Christ which were not agreeable to the order of Aaron. Superior, you say. Christ was a king, but a king that might not be of Aaron's order. But Christ was. Let me read you this again from Who Is This Melchizedek before I go on into this. Paragraph 95 of Melchizedek, 1965, he preached it. Now the true revelation of Melchizedek comes into view. What? He was God. The Word. Before he became flesh, God the Word, because he had to be. No one else could be immortal like him. See, I had father and mother, you did too. Jesus had father and mother, but this man had no father, had no mother. Jesus had a time he started, this man didn't. Jesus gave his life. This man couldn't, because he was life.
Amen.
You see, you have to catch this, that it is Melchizedek that's in Christ.
Amen.
Not Christ in Melchizedek.
Amen.
Brother Melchizedek in Christ because he's God.
Amen.
And God was in Christ.
Amen.
Reconciling the world on himself.
Amen.
God can't die.
Amen.
See, Brother Branham says the oneness are wrong and the Trinity's wrong. They're both wrong.
Yes.
Amen. Because they both go upstream.
Yeah.
Jesus is not oneness like the oneness preaches because God can't die, but Christ died.
Amen.
Amen.
And God raised him from the dead.
Amen. Yes.
And we know then there's not three gods, there's one God.
Amen.
Amen.
But that one God had three offices.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
But this man had no father, no mother. Jesus at the time when he started, Jesus gave us life. This man couldn't because he was life. And it's a self-seeing man all the time.
Mm.
I hope it reveals it to you. Because he's in him. The self-seeing person all the time. Notice the title. King of Righteousness. Hebrews 7:2. King of Righteousness. King of Peace.
Amen.
He's two kings.
Yeah.
Now watch. King of Righteousness. Also King of Peace. He's two kings there. Now since he has come in the flesh and received his body up. In Revelation 21:16, he's called the King of Kings.
Amen.
So he's King of Righteousness, King of Peace, and he's King of Kings.
Amen.
And it's seeing one all the time.
Amen.
The King of Kings. He is also three of them together. King God, King Theophany, King Jesus.
Amen.
He is King of Kings.
Amen.
It's all meant just like the soul, body, spirit. All comes to make one.
Amen.
Also he is the Father, which was the first Son. And Holy Ghost, the Spirit, King of Righteousness. The Spirit attribute, Theophany, King of Peace. And in flesh he was King of Kings, same person. When the Theophany, Moses seen him, Exodus 33 verse 2, he was a Theophany. Moses wanted to see God. He had heard his voice, heard him talk to him, seen him in a voice here, a big pillar of fire, and said, "Who are you? I want to know who you are." Moses said, "If you'll let me see, I'd like to see your face." He said, "No one can see my face. I'll put my hands over your eyes and I'll pass by and you can see my back, but not my face see." And when he did it with the back of a man, it was a theophany. See, it's all God. Then the word that came to Moses, "I am."
Amen.
That was the word. The word come to Moses in the form of a pillar of fire and a burning bush. "I am."
Amen.
But the same one all the time.
Amen.
Listen to this. Now it's different from the Aramaic priesthood because of different tribe. You see, you'd say, why is this important? You see, they didn't receive Christ. The religious leaders of his day never received him. They failed to know who he was.
Amen.
They said, "We've got Moses."
Amen.
I heard a brother and he quoted this. They could quote Moses. Like we can quote Brother Branham. That's how he said it. But he failed to finish it. Because Jesus said, "If you knew who Moses was, you'd have knew me."
Amen.
In other words, if you had a real revelation of Moses' message, you knew me. Because Moses spoke of me.
Right.
Don't just take part of it. Eat the whole book.
Amen.
The promised land.
Amen.
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 But you see, they didn't recognize him.
Mm.
He didn't come out of their ranks. He didn't come from the tribe they thought he would come from.
Amen.
They were looking at the wrong tribe.
Amen.
Isn't it just like today?
Amen.
Amen.
Looking for some seminar preacher. And God takes a man with a seventh grade education and shakes the world.
Amen.
Mighty signs and wonders into the truth.
Amen.
Showing he's God. He was of the tribe of Judah. Of which the tribe, no man gave attendance at the altar. Of the tribe of Judah. Hebrews 7 verse 13. "For he approved these things or spoken pertaineth to another tribe. Of which no man gave attendance at the altar." See, he didn't come the way they thought.
Mm.
He didn't come the way they expected.
Mm.
And Brother Brown says it never does.
Mm.
You see, he says when God speaks, don't try to interpret it.
That's right.
God interprets it himself.
Yeah.
The words that Amen. Shall conceive.
Amen.
You can't try to interpret it, but an interpreter shall.
Amen.
Manifestation is interpretation.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
You neither have predecessor nor successor, but preached after arms ordered both. But this man had no forerunner, no afterrunner. He's it. He's the ultimate one. But honor those before him and honor those after him. Hebrews 7:24. But this man, because he continueth ever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Other differences are observed by the Apostle Paul in the 7th chapter. This order of priesthood is superior to Aaron's order of priesthood. Look at the defects in Aaron's priesthood compared to Christ. There were defects.
Amen.
But there's no defects in this one.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Somebody can come to you and say, I know that brother, he goes to such in the church, and he does this, and they can pick a fault, but let them find a fault in Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Pilate says, I find no fault in him.
Amen. Amen.
He had no sin, he knew no sin.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
The priests should offer for their own selves, then for the people. But this man never had to offer for himself, because he had no sin.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Aaron could not go into the holy place without blood.
Amen.
He'd die.
Amen.
Because he's born a sinner. But this man's not born a sinner.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the only man born without sin.
Amen.
He knew no sin.
Amen.
Death had no claim on him.
Amen.
Death is a claim on every man born of a woman, but not Christ.
Amen.
Death had no claim on Christ.
Amen.
But he stepped into it.
Amen.
He willingly took on death. He fought death.
Amen.
And he conquered death.
Amen.
And he conquered
Amen.
Hell.
Amen.
And he conquered the grave.
Amen.
And he rose the champion.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 5:3 says, but be reason hereof, he ought as for the people, so also to offer for himself, to offer for sins. This is honor. Here's another thing. They that should offer beasts and birds, Leviticus 1, you read about it. He offered beasts and birds. He continually offered. But this man offered once.
Amen.
And he didn't have to offer for himself.
Amen.
That's a priest we're following.
Amen.
They ought to offer the same kind of sacrifices. They should offer such sacrifices could not make perfect. These old sacrifices could never make you perfect.
Amen.
But look at Hebrews 10:1 says, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the cover thereon the perfect. It can't do it.
Amen.
But when this priest offered, he cleared the conscience.
Amen.
Not only did he wash your sins away, he cleared your conscience.
Amen.
Amen.
You can sleep clean and clear.
Amen.
Your conscience is clear.
Amen.
Because of this priest.
Amen.
There were two kinds of typical priesthood mentioned in Scripture, which are these. One, the order of Melchizedek.
Amen.
The or other after the order of honor. Of these two, Melchizedek is
Amen.
More excellent in many ways.
Amen.
Christ is after the order of Melchizedek. Whatsoever was essentially belonging to the priest in Aaron, that was in the truth, accomplished by Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron tried to do it, Aaron pointed it to it, but Christ done it.
Amen.
Amen.
He was showing something greater to come.
Amen.
It was needed.
Amen.
We need the Old Testament.
Amen.
Because it shows us a picture of something greater coming.
Amen.
You see that in some dry times.
Mm.
Amen.
That word in some dry times means
Amen.
In different parts.
Yes, sir.
Part by part.
Amen.
Oh, I like it.
Amen. Amen.
Part by part.
Amen.
God no more shows us part by part.
Amen.
Amen.
Now this, the seams is off.
Amen.
No more part by part. Now I know some people are still working with a book sealed, but I'm not.
Amen.
I don't believe the book sealed anymore. Do you believe it's sealed, brother?
No.
Amen.
It's an open book.
Amen.
The Lord has brought a full revelation
Amen.
Of the mystery of Jesus Christ for me.
Amen.
Amen.
To bring us into perfection.
Amen.
You say, well, can we have perfection? Absolutely, in Amen. Christ.
Amen.
In this priesthood, Amen. You can have perfection because it clears your conscience.
Amen.
Praise God. And wherein there was any preeminent excellency in the Melchizedek priesthood above ours, therein was Christ after the order of Melchizedek. All these excellencies were really and probably accomplished in Christ. It was far superior.
Amen.
You're coming to a superior priesthood today. An eternal priesthood. Forever. It never changes. It remains the same. Let me read you this. And I'm closing in a moment. Lead not unto thine own understanding. 1965. Paragraph 202. Now the Bible said in the New Testament, he is high priest right now.
Amen.
He continues the high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Yeah. He is high priest forever.
Amen.
There is no other priest but him. No other mediator.
Amen.
Between God and man, but the man Christ Jesus. That's right.
Amen.
He is the only one.
Amen.
Praise God. Listeners, he is the only one. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Now, if he remains that same high priest, and the Bible said we can touch him
Amen.
By the feeling of our infirmity.
Amen.
Like that little woman did that touched his garment, your faith can touch him tonight,
Amen.
And he lacked the same way in human flesh.
Amen.
Now, you know what he's saying there. I don't have to say it, but I believe you can catch what he's saying.
Amen.
Amen.
It's God again.
Amen.
It's God again.
Amen.
It's too much for some people. I know that.
Amen.
I know all about it. But I believe it anyhow.
Amen.
Even though it's too much for some, they can't take it.
Yeah.
But it still is God.
Amen.
The appearing is what I'll call it.
Yeah.
There it is. Coming on the scene. There's the photograph.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Doing the same things.
Mm.
Somebody says, why would God do it again? Because man forgot.
Mm.
God had done it. He
amen.
Had done it.
Amen.
But man forgot. And God promised
mm.
he would be the same again.
Amen. Amen.
So God did it again because he promised he was the same.
Amen.
And he has proved he is the same.
Amen.
Absolutely the same. Your faith can touch him tonight if he lacked the same way in human flesh at Abraham's oak, he's saying.
Amen.
Do you believe that? Congregation says amen.
Amen.
He promised he would do it. Now just pray, anybody knows, as you have a need. Now you know that Abraham's standing at the tent door. When people refer to Hebrews 13 verse 8, they always refer to a miracle or something, but it's more than that, brothers.
Amen.
It goes back to Genesis 18.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's yesterday.
Yeah. Amen.
That's really yesterday.
Amen.
Now listen, and I know you know these things, but listen, when Abraham's God's man, God's working with him. There's other good men, but this man's specially chosen.
Amen.
This is the man that's going to receive seed.
Amen.
This is the man that's going to be blessed and the seed after him blessed.
Amen.
And we are all children of Abraham by faith.
Amen.
We are the royal seed, the Bible says.
Amen.
But he's standing at the tent door. It's the cool of the evening, I told you. Evening time.
Yeah.
And here comes Melchizedek.
Hallelujah.
Priest of the Most High God. King
Amen.
Of sin.
Amen.
King of righteousness. Here he comes, traveling down from heaven on a journey. God in theophanic form, standing here with Abraham. Now he's talking to Abraham, and he's talking with Abraham in the evening time.
Yeah.
While he's talking with Abraham, Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah.
Amen.
He doesn't visit Lot like that, but he visits Abraham like that. And he gives Abraham the promise of the coming son.
Amen.
He visits him. Abraham has a visitation.
Amen.
The parousia.
Amen.
Do you know what it means? First time I heard it, it scared me. I'm not very smart, you know, but once you learn some words and things. Do you know what parousia means? Presence.
Amen.
Presence. It means that he didn't send another, he came himself.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Now he didn't send another to Abraham, would you agree?
Yeah.
He
yes,
came
sir.
Himself to Abraham.
Amen.
Personal
Amen.
Presence.
Amen.
Amen.
Personal presence.
Amen.
That's how it comes to evil. The same yesterday.
Amen.
The same today.
Amen.
Personal presence.
Amen.
And some people don't like that. I'm not talking here. You brothers and all. You see, the same, we believe it, but they don't go very far. It's true, brothers.
Amen.
How can we change it? We can't. It's done. God's done it. We cannot deny it. Well, I have the Holy Spirit. If you have, you'll receive the truth. Because the Holy Spirit is truth. The Spirit of truth. That's your evidence. That's it. John 14. And there he stands with Abraham, and he speaks to Abraham, and he tells Abraham Sarah is going to receive. He reveals the secrets of Sarah's heart with respect to the tent. Sarah laughed. He tells why did Sarah laugh. You know the whole account.
Yes.
But it is God's personal presence, God himself coming to Abraham.
Amen.
Not somebody else, but God himself in a body.
Yes.
Amen.
Then the prophet says he took a lump of clay and made a body.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. That's how simple God can do it.
Amen.
He said he just took a lump of clay and he made a body and he came down to it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think it's wonderful.
Amen.
It's so simple, but yet it's so profound.
Amen.
And there he stands with Abraham and he tells Abraham what's coming.
Amen.
The Bible says Abraham believed.
Amen.
Abraham didn't have to do a thing, only believe.
Yes.
Amen.
Only believe.
Amen.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Now, who was it prayed for? Lot. Abraham.
Amen.
Amen.
Who was it that interceded for Lot? Abraham.
Amen.
Who was it, Lord of the 50, Lord of the 40, 30? Abraham's a man intercedes for Lot.
Amen.
And God saved Lot. But he still wasn't Abraham.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
But God came on the scene.
Amen.
We cannot deny that God again has come on the scene.
Amen.
We cannot deny it that he has appeared.
Amen.
We cannot deny that we have saw the repeat ministry, the Messiah sign again.
Yes.
We can't deny it.
Amen.
Why should we?
Mm.
We cannot deny it.
Amen.
But yet in all that our priest ever liveth.
Amen.
He remains the same.
Amen.
And this prophet tells us from the word we were a thought that God had. But you're no longer a thought, you're here.
Amen.
So you're part of the word.
That's right.
Because you're part of the word. You have an inheritance.
Amen.
Amen.
You have an inheritance.
Amen.
Amen.
You have a legal right to
yes,
what's
sir.
Yours.
Amen.
Amen.
You are heirs with God and joint heirs
Amen.
With Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You have a right to every blessing in this book.
Amen.
You have a right to be healed.
Amen.
You have a right for the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
You have a right, but you need to claim it.
Amen.
There's a song, brother. Claim your inheritance. Do you know what song?
Amen.
There's a song. The Trinidad Church sings. I heard it years and years ago. Claim your inheritance.
Amen.
You have a right to your inheritance.
Amen.
It's been willed to you.
Amen.
It's been written to you.
Amen.
Written in the will.
Amen.
Brother, where's the will? All right.
Amen.
Not closing. Listen. Testament is an old English word for will.
Amen.
Testament means will.
Amen.
We have here the New Testament.
Amen.
The new will.
Amen.
So what's God's will? Read the will.
Amen.
What's the will say?
Amen.
The will says in John 16, if we lay hands upon the sick, they shall recover.
Amen.
That's the will.
Amen.
That's your inheritance.
Right.
It's will to you.
Amen.
It belongs to you.
Amen.
The will says, call the elders of the church
Amen.
Anoint with oil. The prayer of faith will save the sick.
Amen.
If they've committed sins, they shall be forgiven them.
Amen.
That's what the will says.
Amen.
Claim the will.
Amen.
It's written in the will.
Amen.
Do you believe the will?
Amen.
Amen.
It's will to you.
Amen.
It's yours.
Amen.
I'm going to ask the musicians to come.
Amen.
I want, if you want prayer, I'm going to ask the pastor to come as well in a moment. And we've got to pray. If you want hands laid upon you, we've got to pray for you.
Amen.
I'm going to say this. You expect God to do it for you.
Amen.
You might feel something. You might feel nothing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go in the feeling. It goes in the will.
Amen.
The will doesn't say if you feel healed. The will says you shall be healed.
Amen.
The will doesn't say if you feel saved. The will says if you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved.
Amen.
That's what the will says.
Amen.
Now I've told you about this priest, and he still lives.
Amen.
He's in full-time operation today.
Amen.
And he's come on the scene. He's had his photograph taken.
Amen.
I'm not talking about William Branham. I'm talking about the one pictured with him.
Amen.
And pointing you to the one with him.
Amen.
Christ,
Amen.
The Word.
Amen.
Amen. And he said, I point you to Christ.
Amen.
You must get to Christ, the Word.
Amen.
You believe today.
Amen.
Let's close our eyes as our brother prays softly. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you that you have never changed.
Amen.
Oh God, you are the same. Lord, we cannot deny the things we have seen and heard.
Amen.
We believe it.
Yes.
Lord, help us. Forgive us for unbelief.
Amen.
Lord, we know unbelief is sin.
Amen.
We cast it off. We cast it out.
Amen.
Wash us with the washing of the Word.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, I pray you'll move upon every man and every woman in this room.
Amen.
Bring them to Christ. Fill them with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Heal their bodies.
Amen.
Lord, we know when you came to Abraham, he had a personal encounter.
Amen.
Personal encounter with you. And you give him the Word.
Amen.
Though it seemed to tarry for a while, it spoke.
Amen.
It manifested. It germinated. And Isaac came forth. Lord, we know you've spoken again.
Amen.
We know the appearing forerunners are coming. And you are coming again.
Amen.
We're looking for the Son.
Amen.
We know we'll meet him in the air. We know these bodies will be changed.
Amen.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
Oh God, this morning I pray you'll fill our hearts with faith.
Amen.
Oh Lord, help us to reach out. In this age, we pray to that one you want to bring in Jesus' name. With every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here today and you're not a believer, and you want to receive Christ, will you lift your hand up to the Lord? God bless you, son. Praise God. God bless you. I want you to pray for your sitting young man. You just pray. Pray after me this morning. Lord Jesus, I call upon your name. I receive you, Lord Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Lord, your word says,
Amen.
That it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Father, as this young man's come, we give him to you.
Amen.
Lord, we know he's yours. And plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon him. I rebuke the devil over him.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon him, to seal him away into the ark of God for that catching up. Give him that rapturing faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Father, as the people are waiting, Lord, we know that you are the same. We thank you for the ministry that you sent our way in our day. Oh, Lord, it challenged us.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God, how can we deny the things you've done?
Amen.
Lord, we know you are the same.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, I pray you'll sanctify this preacher, Lord. as the people of Hans lean upon them.
Amen.
Thou wilt meet their every need. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may we find favor before you now. In Jesus Christ's name. My brother saints, I'm going to ask the pastor to come. And if you want prayer this morning, I want you to come and we're going to lay hands on you and pray for you.
Thank you. Yeah. one worthy to believe.
We're passing.
Jesus is the truth, the way.
the same.
Amen.
He's touched by the feelings of his people.
Amen.
No, he is. He'll always move on your behalf.
Amen.
Whenever there's that something inside of your soul that's crying out,
amen,
friend, he has to.
Amen.
It's his nature, it's his desire, it's his will to move on behalf of his people. So let's keep our testimony positive.
Amen.
That he is our faithful high priest.
Amen.
And that he will keep that which we've committed
amen
to him.
Amen.
Like Brother John was saying, we don't have to watch over his word.
Amen.
Because he will watch over his
that's
word.
Right.
So we just fulfill all righteousness as much as we can do. Then we leave everything in his hands. And let's not forget to come back and to testify of his faithfulness.
Amen.
When he ministers to your need, when it unfolds itself out the way that he has desired to unfold it out, come back into his house,
hallelujah,
come back into his presence.
Mm-hmm.
And we were saying it on the forum the other day, the brothers were saying how a testimony, Brother Joe was saying, one testimony can stimulate another testimony.
Amen.
Let it be like that, friends. He's faithful to us.
Amen.
Let's be faithful to him.
Right.
He confesses us in the presence of the Most High. Amen. Let's confess him as well.
Amen.
May the Lord bless. Thank you so much, Brother Tom, for the word.
Amen.
May the Lord bless him. May the Lord grant us traveling mercies today.
Amen.
And we meet. Can the youths please meet upstairs after service for song practice? And Brother Mike Kadango is asking the saints to remember them in prayers. He's at work. So let's bow our heads, saints. Let's finish up by just coming before the Lord to thank him for his goodness. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus, how faithful that you are.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, we could go back in our lives and just see how many times, Lord,
amen,
that, Father, you've moved on behalf of our need.
Amen.
That's how we have
amen
confidence upon this day.
Yes.
That no matter what need would come our way, Father, you are more than able, more than willing to meet that need.
Amen.
Father, even as was preached last weekend, you are our great kinsman redeemer.
Amen.
And Lord Jesus, we come unto you, Lord, upon this day. On behalf of Brother Mike, bless him, Lord, we pray at work. We do pray, Lord, for our sister. We pray that you'd watch over her, Lord, in these final few weeks, Lord. That you would just watch over this great testimony that you've done in the life of our sister, Lord.
Amen.
That your sons and your daughters may rejoice in
him.
Oh, Father, bless Brother Tom. We thank you, Lord. Continue to lead him and guide him, Lord. Father, I pray your blessing upon him, upon his ministry, Lord. I pray for the saints, Lord, Father, that you've sent him to, that you'd bless them as well. I pray that you'd make a way where there seemed to be no way. That, Father, you'd minister to his every need. Bless his family. Bless his children. I pray that you bless him, Lord, to see every single one of them coming in, Lord, under the blood. Speak to them, Lord. Father, we pray. And as we dismiss upon this day, Lord, watch over us as we go.
Amen.
Keep us safe, as Lord, you've been so faithful to keep us safe, Lord. Bless your people. Bless the musicians. Bless the song leader, Lord. Father, bless each of the officers in the post of duty. Bless our young people, Lord. Bless our children. Bless the Sunday school, we pray. Father, every other thought, every other purpose, Lord, let your will be done.
Yes,
I want to thank you for this day that you've allowed us to gather in your house. Father, we bless your name.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's dismiss with that song. I bless your name.
Amen.
I bless your name.